702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Time now for the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning, Burley.
Ah, gosh, in fact, you know what? I'll let you tell the story of our first video and what the mum-in-law, Nochal, said to the bride.
Yeah. So, wedding, and it's, you know, like kind of speech time, and everybody goes up front, and the video starts where the mom-in-law, she grabs the microphone, and I don't think she was meant to speak. I think she was maybe just standing up there, and she grabs the mic and she says to the bride, she says, "You must make sure that you know all about this man's finances. You must know the paycheck. You must know where the bank cards are. All this kind of stuff, and you must be deeply involved in the finances." And a lot of people were like, "Yes, yes, go for it. You must know these things." And I keep thinking about, like, you know, my circle of people that I've grown up with, and I look at especially my mom and her sisters. Now, she was one of six kids, right? And most of the women in the family didn't really know to a point about the husband's finances. It was always the husband who, you know, took care of the finances with certain things. And I look at my own self now, and it's very, very different with my missus. So I wanted to ask people this morning, with you and your partner, how do you navigate finances? I mean, I think it works both ways. You should know each other's finances, because you don't want to be marrying somebody who's got so much debt, or is very reckless with money, or has a completely different approach to money than you do. You may be a saver and they may be a big spender. And then, you know, that can cause a lot of tension and friction within the marriage. So I think you've got to be very much on the same par in terms of your outlook with finances and money.
Yeah, it's a very important conversation. It's possibly the most important conversation of any relationship. At whatever point you guys decide on some kind of permanence, whether that means living together, anything that requires you to share expenses. And in fact, even if you're still living apart, you need to have an understanding of each other's financial positions in order to deal with the expectations that will be as a result of a relationship. How comfortable are you, I suppose, in raising those questions with your significant other? Are you one of those who wants to go through? I mean, would you, for example, take their word for it? Or yeah, would you want them to say, how would you feel, Kabazela? You're engaged. Mm. Your fiance says, "I want to see 2 years' bank statements." What would you do?
Well,
because how else are you going to know?
No, I know. That's why it's a very tricky thing. And, you know, even the payslip. Let me see your payslip. You say you earn XYZ. So let's see. Show me that proof, and then show me what your expenses are, so I know what I'm getting involved with. It's a very difficult thing to have to say. And I mean, if you think about it, just in general conversation with friends, perhaps. I don't know if you know what all your buddies earn, or your chummies. I have no clue what my mates.
I don't want to
earn.
Know. I don't
actually want to know either. Yeah, I don't want to be left disappointed, Bongo. But
because we will be, right? We're in their own business. So listen, well, I mean, yeah. So for me, the question is, how comfortable would you be asking your significant other either for proof of their payslip, proof of income, or even their bank statements? Or do you say you are merely going to take their word for it? Because how else do you budget and allocate shared expenses if you don't know what it is your significant other earns? I think it's an absolutely fascinating discussion. I'd love to hear from 702 Land about how you navigate those issues in a relationship. Now, tell me about viewing a house with an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have also pooped my pants with this one. So the estate agent takes this couple to this house. It's an apartment, essentially, condo in the US. And the woman is quite excited about viewing the home. So she's filming, you know, the inside of the house, but maybe to show her friends or her mom and dad, whoever it may be. So she's walking in this house, and it's completely empty, eh? Nothing inside the house. So she gets into the one bedroom and she looks around. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Goes to one of the cupboards and opens up the cupboards, because you know cupboard space is very, very important, Bongles. Opens up the cupboard and there's this guy lying in the bottom of the cupboard, just chilling there. She sees this and she kind of completely freaks out a little bit. And this is where we take her reaction with the audio.
There's a person in there.
Yeah. Then the estate agent goes and says, hello, anyone there? I think I would have just run out of the home. I wouldn't have gone and looked for whoever was sitting there. But, you know, open days and show days, if you've been house hunting and maybe you're an estate agent, do you see, you know, bizarre things sometimes in people's houses? I don't know if anybody's seen something like this before. But, you know, what have you seen when you've gone to show houses? And especially estate agent, with people that rock up there, maybe some unsavory people. I mean, remember years ago, there was big issues with show days and people going in and pretending they were looking at the houses, and then they were swiping some of the laptops or, you know, whatever they could get their hands on. So yeah, let's hear your stories this morning.
All right. That's what's gone viral with Kabazel.
Hey, Bongan. Bongani Bing. You made my day. Bank statement for 2 years. That's what we must ask from our partners. That's a violation of POPI Act.